Wave 98.3 is CIWV-FM at 98.3 FM, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock, and here's what's making waves. The slimmest of margins are still at play as Elections BC promises the final results of the provincial vote will be released sometime today. The results of two recounts came in late Sunday, and mail-in and assisted telephone phone votes were counted in other undecided ridings over the weekend. But while tallies shifted, it was not enough to change results. The BC Conservatives lost a handful of votes in the Kelowna Centre recount, but are still 62 votes over the NDP, down from 72. In Surrey City Centre, the NDP strengthened their lead, now 190 votes over the Conservatives, and the recount for the Juan de Fuca-Malahat electoral district is complete, and the district has moved on to counting their remaining absentee ballots. All remaining undecided races should be resolved today, as Elections BC says it is going through about 22,000 absentee and special ballots, still waiting for final results. And a man has been arrested after he was pulled over in a police roadblock near Suquamish. And officers found approximately 73 kilograms or over 150 pounds of cocaine in his vehicle. The Highway Patrol and Suquamish RCMP said the arrest happened along Highway 1 near Malakwa a couple of weeks ago. Police say the driver, who was driving alone, will not be identified, but a 28-year-old man was arrested, his vehicle seized, and the preliminary investigation, which suggests this has all the earmarks of organized crime. The driver has been released on certain conditions and is scheduled to appear in court. In sports, the Canucks are home tonight to the Carolina Hurricanes. It will be a good test. They won on Saturday against the Penguins. They're ready for the Hurricanes. Puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight at Rogers Arena. Your Monday night NFL game has the New York Giants in Pittsburgh to play the Steelers. And yes, it is World Series Game 3 night in New York tonight at Yankee Stadium, with the Dodgers visiting the New York Yankees. And leading off for the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight will be Shohei Ohtani, injured shoulder and all. Wave weather, a few clouds tonight, a chance of shower as well, a low of 6. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a high 11. Periods of rain for Wednesday. And Halloween Thursday's forecast still calling for a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 12. And that's where we are right now. A lot of sunshine around, but a few clouds as well. And here in downtown Vancouver at 555 West Georgia, it's still 12 degrees.
Loving you only, but kisses and love won't carry.
98.3, that is Kim Scott along with Jasmine Gent, and they are free to be to help start things off this hour, along with Morrissey's reimagination of the old Fifth Dimension hit, Those Wedding Bell Blues. It is 4:10 in the afternoon sunshine, 12 degrees downtown. I'm Sterling Fox. Great music still ahead this hour. We've got Michael Bublé on tap, along with Lionel Richie and Teddy Swims, Warren Hill up in a couple of minutes, but first here's Lindsay Webster, and Open Up, Wave 98.3.
Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Wait, Betty A. Tree, the amazing horn playing of Mr. Warren Hill. And if your man doesn't treat you right, along with Open Up, Lindsay Webster music in there for you Monday afternoon. It's 419. In traffic this afternoon, there's an accident at the south end of the Alex Fraser Bridge southbound. So that's heading out of town with major backups now, heading right back up into the east-west connector area to the point where Drive BC is recommending possibly a look at 99 as an alternative. An earlier accident has long since been cleared. It was Highway 1 eastbound around Willingdon. Crews got on it pretty quickly and cleared it away about, close to an hour ago. But the backups as a result of that heading eastbound out of the city, and of course Willingdon is a big bottleneck there at Grandview Highway anyway, so quite slow going. Backups to Lonsdale heading down the cut to the Ironworkers and across the bridge through the Cassiar Tunnel and out through the Burnaby Lakes District. Very, very slow, in part because of an earlier accident around Willingdon. Once you get past that area, though, things open up considerably after Kensington and smooth sailing to the Portman Bridge. So busy and volume in the predictable spots pretty much summarizes it so far. We'll keep an eye on things for you.
Get ready to kick back and soak up the vibes because Craft Beer Week is back for more laid-back fun. November 1st to November 15th. Take part in 2 weeks of easygoing celebration, highlighting craft breweries around the North Shore. And on November 15th, cap off the festivities with a wrap-up party at the Pipe Shop. Get your tickets early. Grab your friends and mark your calendars for Craft Beer Week, November 1st to November 15th on Vancouver's North Shore. Enjoy responsibly. Must be legal drinking age.
Weather office finally updated the daily forecast, which they do usually a little earlier than this, but it's through today, and it says a few clouds, increasing cloudiness after midnight tonight with a low of 6. Cloudy tomorrow, a mix of sun in the afternoon, as kind of like what it turned out to be today, with a high tomorrow 11. Today's high was 13, and we didn't quite make it, but close. Periods of rain still on Wednesday, and the all-important forecast for Halloween for Thursday hasn't changed. They're still calling for a mix of sun and cloud, a high of 12 during the daytime, and clear skies on Halloween night with a low of 3. So it's going to be a little brisk, but again, dry. And that's the key as far as most parents concerned. You can always put on another sweater or whatever. It's the rain gear that you really don't want to have to deal with. And so far, so good from that perspective. Right now, here at downtown Vancouver, we've got a mix of sun and cloud with a lot of sunshine in the downtown core now. It's 12 degrees at 1255 West Georgia. And here's Tony Braxton. In it, and another sad love song, Wave 98.3.
Hi, this is French guitarist Unam, and you're enjoying Vancouver's Wave 98.3.
There you go, a little taste of paradise, courtesy of Carol Welsman and Randy Bachman on Wave 98.3. And also in there, another sad love song, music from Tony Braxton. It is 4:30, a big hit song from this summer up next. Here's Teddy Swims and Lose Control on the Wave.
Something's got a hold on me lately, though I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are I'm no good at being alone.
from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know I'm losing control when you're not next to me? I'm falling apart right in front of you. Can't you see I'm losing control when you're not next to me? Yeah, you're breaking my heart, baby. You make a mess of me. Problem, daddy. Problem is, I want your body like a feeling.
I stop keeping track, talk myself in, I talk myself out, I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it, I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn out. You make me work so we can work. So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know that it'll all turn out. And you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll give so much more than I get. Just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. Get it, fight it. We'll be united. change me. And now I can see every single possibility. And someday I know it'll all turn out, and I'll work to work it out. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get, than I get. Oh, you know it'll all turn out, and you'll make me work. Just haven't met you yet. I just haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you can, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. Haven't met you yet.
You're on Automatic Cool with Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Wave 98.3 with Paul Hardcastle. Very cool tune called Marimba. Also, just haven't met you yet from Michael Bublé and About to Lose Control. Teddy Swims with a massive hit song from this summer. It is 441. Traffic this afternoon. Busy still on Highway 1. There were about an hour ago now, there was an accident eastbound near Willingdon. That has long since been cleared away by the crews. However, the delays as a result of that are literally pushing back across to the North Shore and up the cut. It's slow going at this time of day, heading down to the iron workers off the North Shore. Anyway, complicated today by an accident once you get through the Cassiar Tunnel and just a little beyond. Once you get past the accident location, things open up nicely past Kensington particularly. The other problem spot is south end of the Alex Fraser Bridge, where there's an accident southbound there. And in Surrey, there's a police incident at 80th and King George to avoid if possible.
Fall festivities are here.
Gobble up the savings and clean up with Coit.
And save up to 35% now on carpet cleaning, upholstery, tile and grout and color seal, air duct cleaning, wood and area rug cleaning.
Save 25% on one service, 30% off the second service, and 35% off the third service.
Before the company arrives.
Call 1-800-4COIT. That's FORCOIT.
Or order online at coit.ca. Also serving Nanaimo.
All night long tonight, it is supposed to be cloudy, and we're looking at a low tonight of 6. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds through the day, and then we're looking at of some rain on Wednesday, and get that out of the way, because, of course, we've got Halloween on Thursday, and from this distance, we're looking at a mix of sun and cloud and 12. That is basically dry. That's what a lot of parents are caring most about for Halloween. Is it going to be dry? The answer, short answer, is yes.
Well, my friend, time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along.
Yeah! just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will.
Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock, and here's what's making waves. The Canadian press has made a BC election call. The BC NDP is expected to form a majority government, securing the most votes in 47 ridings across the province. Following the counting of mail-in and absentee ballots, the NDP has received the most votes in Surrey-Guildford, flipping the result from election night. As of last count, the NDP candidate leads by 18 votes, as there will still be a judicial recount in Surrey-Guildford, although judicial recounts have historically not changed election results. The BC Conservatives have won the most votes in 43 ridings, and the Greens have won 2 seats. BC NDP leader David Eby is expected to speak to reporters about the results tomorrow morning at 11 in Victoria. And after coming to a standstill during the height of COVID restrictions, the province's cruise ship industry has seen a major turnaround. The 2024 season closes out tomorrow, and the Vancouver Fraser Port Authority says it's been another record-breaking year. From March 11th through to tomorrow, the Canada Place Terminal will have seen 327 cruises and welcomed 1.32 million passengers, breaking the previous record for passengers by 80,000 set just last year. The economic spinoff from all of those people is huge. Cruise lines, their passengers, as well as their crews, are spending about $1.1 billion locally every year. So that's approximately $450 on average per cruise passenger spent on things like local tours and attractions, hotels and restaurants. And when you look at that from the cruise line perspective, cruise lines are spending about $660 million every single year here on local goods and services whenever they dock at Canada Place. The industry isn't just good for the economy either, but Port of Vancouver says good for jobs too. Nationally, support is sustaining rather over 17,000 jobs, and next year and beyond already looking good for the Port of Vancouver too. In sports, World Series about to get underway in about 10 minutes time at Yankee Stadium in New York, with the LA Dodgers up 2-0 and leading off for the day visiting Dodgers on the top of the first inning will be Shohei Ohtani. Injury sustained in the last game, not serious enough to keep him out of the lineup tonight. The Monday night NFL game, the New York Giants visiting Russell Wilson and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And yes, there's a hockey game at Rogers Arena. The Canucks and the Carolina Hurricanes go at it tonight at 7 o'clock. Wave weather, a few clouds tonight, chance of a shower and a low of 6. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, and we'll get that mix of sun and cloud by tomorrow afternoon. A chance of a shower early in the day to a high of